Erev Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Just before we start the Mishmar Shir, the Mishmar tonight, and the refreshments are donated. Who never let non-kosher pass his lips, and all of his descendants are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, which is a huge zechut. So that's not something to be taken for granted. So that's a big thing. Ruach Hashem tenichen b'gan Eden tenish matot zar b'tzorah chayim. So, as you know, by the Mishmar Shirim, I kind of like to fuse what we're learning in the daf with what we're learning in the parasha. So I actually found one common denominator between sugiyot that we've been doing in the daf and in the parasha, which is this week's parasha. There's a mitzvah aseh min haTorah, one of the three in Sefer Bereshit. Parashat Bereshit, we spoke about Pirei Ribia. In Parashat Lech Lecha, we speak about the mitzvah of Milah, mitzvah Brit Milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah Milah to Avraham Avinu. So what does that have to do with the daf? Where do we speak about Brit Milah? Listen to this Gemara. There's the past few dapim, we've been speaking about some of the halachot of nidui, excommunications. There's a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, which we saw almost 2 years ago. Chazar, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara says like this, listen carefully. Takshiv. Shiv'a menudin l'shamayim. There are seven people who are excommunicated by heaven. And we spoke about another one in Nidarim. What's a sign of being excommunicated by heaven, possibly? Chalom, nidu b'chalom. But the Gemara says that a person who does these seven things, chas v'shalom, should be concerned that he might be excommunicated by heaven. What are they? Says the Gemara, Yehudi she'en lo isha, person who doesn't have a wife. V'sheyesh lo isha ve'en lo banim. Obviously, we're talking about that he's doing it on purpose, not a person who's trying. U'mi she'esh lo banim ve'en megadilan etalmud Torah, person has children and doesn't raise them to Torah u'mitzvot. U'mi she'en lo tefillin b'rosho, person who doesn't put on tefillin, u'tefillin b'zra'o. V'tzitzit b'vigdo u'mezuzah b'fitcho, a Jew who doesn't have tefillin, tzitzit, mezuzah on his petach. V'amoneh min alim b'raglav, a person who does not wear shoes. There's a few perushim why that is an issue. V'yeshomrim, some say, af mi she'en mesev b'chabura shel mitzvah. Some say, even a person who does not sit, who does not recline in a group of a mitzvah. Let's talk about a seudat mitzvah. What's he saying? Says Tosfot on the spot. What is this chabura shel mitzvah that the Gemara talks about? And it's a very, you know, very, very severe language. The Gemara says, menudel ha-shamayim chas v'shalom. Says this Tosfot, haynu seudat milah. This is a reference specifically to seudat brit milah. Doesn't talk about any other simcha. Not nisuin, and not pidyon, and not bar mitzvah. Seudat milah bedavka. Why? De'amar b'midrash, de'nitzol midina shel gehinam. As a result of participating in a seudat milah, a person is saved from gehinam. Therefore, if a person doesn't participate in that, bar minani has the punishment that the Gemara says. Useudat nisuin b'talmid chacham uvat kohen lekohen. And he says, seudat nisuin also. Only, not all seudat nisuin, not all wedding meals. Only seuda when it is a bat kohen lekohen or a talmid chacham. Otherwise, it's not considered a seudat mitzvah. Huh?
That was the question before he asked.
If what?
They have a lot of people at a wedding. Is there anything to do with it?
Not necessarily. Depends on the wedding. Now he says the Tosfot ends off and says something very interesting. V'davka shiyesh sham b'nei adam mehuganim. This is only if at the milah there are worthy people, good people at the seuda. K'daminin b'ze bored, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, nekiyei hadat shebirushalayim lo hayu mesuvin b'seuda elem ken yodin mi mesev imahem. Tzaddikim, in general, tamidei chachamim, b'nei Torah, they only sit down at a seuda only if they know who they're sitting with. Why? Because there's an isur. If you're a talmid chacham, asur for talmid chacham to sit down and eat with an aretz. Therefore, what? This punishment only applies to a seudat milah where you have good people attending. That is the Gemara in Tosfot. There's a very interesting picture. Here, watch this. The Rama, I'm going to move your happy meal. He says, yeah, the kitzur. Oy, oy, oy. Says the, huh? That's for sure. They just need the yellow M on the top. Anyway, is it, huh?
It can be an N.
What? Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Now, he says the Rama. The Rama in Hilchot Milah, Siman Resh Samachi, Saif Yud Bet. He brings down like this. V'nagu lakachat minyan leseudat milah, Umikre seudat mitzvah. It's a minhag to have at least a minyan et seudat mila, and is a tremendous simcha. It's a seudat mitzvah also. V'chol mi she'eno ochel b'seudat mila, have kimnudel ha'shamayim. He brings down this gemara as halacha d'rama, that a person who does not participate in a seudat mila is considered excommunicated by heaven. But he also brings the caveat of Tosfot that says, V'davka she'nimtzeu sham b'nei adam meuganim, aval im nimtzeu b'nei adam she'enam meuganim, en tzarich le'echol sham. Which means, this only applies if there are good people at the seuda. But if there are, you know, frivolous, ame ha'aretz, you know, barbaric people at the seuda, so over there there's no chiyuv to participate, and the punishment also, since there's no chiyuv to participate, there's also no punishment. Huh? Oh, which means, is there a crowd of Bnei Torah that you can hang out with? Because inevitably, many seudot, not everybody over there is going to be, you know, Bnei Torah. The question is, if there's a crowd that you can let, you know, usually there's like a, you know, a table or two where you can hang out with, you know, civilized Homo sapiens, you know what I'm saying? And you know, really, yeah. Bnei Torah. The Pitchei Tshuva brings down on this Rama a very famous halakha, and this accentuates what we said before. I'm going to read it to you. He says, "Kimnudel haShamayim, ayin ba'aretiv shel Rabbeinu Yehuda Tiktin, mashkatav lachen yetzave," which means he says, "Uvitshuvat mekom Shmuel katav b'sefer b'shem sefer Shervit haZahav, detov levatel mashe haShamash kore al seudat brit mila, ki ulay lo yelchu mitaamim amitavim v'yachas v'shalom bichlal nidul." The Beit Etev brings down that the minhag is that the shamash, the Baal HaBayit, the Baal HaSeudah, the Baal HaSimcha, sends out the shamash to go invite people. The Pitchei Tshuva brings down from Sefer Shervit HaZahav not to do that. He says to discontinue the minhag of sending out the shamash to invite the townspeople. Why? Perhaps there's going to be some sort of reason that's going to prevent people from coming, and as a result, the Gemara says that a person who doesn't participate in the Seudat Mitzvah, which is the Seudat Milah, could be Kimnudel HaShamayim. Based on this, if you ask anybody, many people know the Halacha, or maybe many people know the Minhag, that we don't invite to a Seudat Brit Milah. We inform, we notify, we, you know, notify of the time and place, but we don't invite, so as not to put people in this imposition for whatever reason. If a person can't come, now it's interesting. You see from the Gemara, you see from the poskim, that it's not only about participating in the Brit Milah itself. They're putting more emphasis on participating in the Seuda than in the Milah itself. It's a tremendous thing. That's number one. That's why many people, let's say it's early in the morning, people have to go to work. Many people have the minhag, which I saw several poskim say it would work, that if they can't necessarily sit down and stay for the seuda, they stay for the milah, and then they take stuff to go, and then they eat from that food that's also considered somewhat participating in the seuda. But this is where the minhag comes from. We don't find such a minhag of not inviting to weddings. You invite to weddings all the time. Why is that? Even though Tosfos brought down a shita that a wedding could be this seudat mitzvah that the Gemara speaks of, but that's only when. What's the only time Tosfos said it's considered seudat mitzvah? When's a wedding seudat mitzvah? Bat kohen lekohen and bat kohen letamid chacham. Zeu, that's it. Over there, behemet, it comes out according to this Pitchei Tshuva. Perhaps it's a good idea not to invite to those weddings, for fear of people not coming, and then they could be chas v'shalom menudim also. Maybe it's better to notify over there, but that doesn't seem to be the prevalent minhag in Am Yisrael.
What about people are invited by someone who does not know the halakha?
No.
What now is your chiyuv to attend?
Say yafe. Depends what's holding you up from attending. I get the shayla all the time. There's people in yeshiva, there's people who have, you know, limud kavua, they have set chavrusas, set shiurim, whatever it is, and if they go, they're going to miss it. Over there, bivadai, I saw other poskim, I don't remember where I saw it, poskim say, over there, do not be mevatel your Torah to go to the Seuda. Don't worry about the nidui, the zchut Torah will protect you. But,
even
if it...
Brit.
Huh?
Even brit.
What do you mean?
That is
no, even for milah. Even for milah, if it means that now as a result, especially if it's a milah, you know, until you get to the Seuda, oh, it takes so much time, and you're going to lose. If a person's in the yeshiva, you're going to miss seder, miss chavrusas, miss whatever it is, you don't sacrifice Talmud Torah for that. Now, if it's something else that's not maybe it's something random, If it's going to work, if it's going to, I don't know what, it's over there. It's a different story, Be'emet. If you could stay, you should. Otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, you might be in this category. So it's always better to, even if a person didn't know the halacha, if he invited you, and you don't have necessarily a tzorech of limud or something else that's mamash pressing and you can't get out of it, you should, Be'emet, attend the milah.
And by not attending, what are you over?
You're not over anything. You're putting yourself in a possibility of being excommunicated by heaven.
So
you have,
do you say what?
Not karet, nidui.
Nidui.
Yeah.
If
someone makes
a serious thing, though, no?
No jokes. Yeah.
If someone makes a big
suchinist. Suchi?
No
jokes. No jokes.
Someone makes a big milah in the wedding hall.
No.
And they expect kickback.
No.
Do you have to go?
And he invited you.
Yeah.
Oh, mamish locked you in. Mamish locked you in. Yeah. That's already not a seudat mitzvah. That's seudah shel kesef.
If you're doing regular shul, they also expect
to pay that. No. One second.
That you can afford.
To give a regular, you know, brit milah gift, you give, you know, bashkenazim, or, you know, either you don't give anything, or you give a onesie to the baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. Yeah. Why do you have to give? Why do you have to take out a mortgage because the kid was just born? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. You know, you don't have to. I very much pity the people. This is what happens in my house. I tell my wife every time I get a wedding invitation to one of these weddings, it's like getting a ticket. I throw it out. It's like getting a ticket.
Subpoena.
Huh? Subpoena. Yeah, you're being. It's a summons. It's like a. Huh? And then you have to go to the district attorney to fight it. It's like a whole. It's a whole thing. Huh? Mabash. Huh? Not enough to show up. Very, very few and far between. The yeshiva used to say, Alav Shalom, I've got Shmuel Brambam, used to say in yeshiva, there's people who, you know, if you go to every wedding, you will forever remain in Amaretz. You know, there's people like that. There were people like that in yeshiva also. You know, the party animals, the people who went to every wedding, and they're Amaretz. If you go to every wedding, every simcha you're invited to, you will forever remain in Amaretz. You know, you don't have to go to every simcha you're invited to. You send say mazal tov, whatever. Oh, what's he going to say? Okay, what do I care what he says? I have to take care of myself. I don't care what you say. You're saying, so he's not going to come. Okay, so don't come to mine. So you make your cheshbon, which ones are, you know, which huh?
Which ones you want?
Yeah, who do you want at your wedding? And you go to those, and that's it. Finished. That's it. Huh? Bitul zman. Anyway, Rabotai, that's the idea over here. Baruch Adonai Olam.